Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we were learning about what a Greek present imperative is and what it actually means. Let's continue with that subject today. Now, here's our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The present is the ongoing thing, okay, the continuing thing. So the present tense is you keep on doing this. The imperative is you do it and don't stop. Continuing, you do it, you don't stop. That's the idea of it's a something for which, because it's in an imperative tense, also is something for which you'll be called to an account. You can't do what you did 20 years ago, but you can still do things to serve the Lord. It may not be as recognized by man as it once was, but it'll be recognized by God in eternal heaven. And oh, what glory that'll be. At that day when we give an account of ourselves unto God, there will be tears at the judgment seat of Christ among many people who quit in the service, although they did not necessarily leave the church or quit the church. They just quit in their service. That is, they stopped, felt like, I deserve this rest now, and this is it. And they will one day weep over the loss of reward. Keep on serving until Jesus comes again, or you go home from this life to be with the Lord through death. What God gave us to do, He will enable us to do it. And when we can't do even those things after so-called retirement, or that we don't want to do anymore, but we continue. We try to do it with a loving heart, giving it our best. When we can't do it any longer, God knows. And that won't end in loss of reward. I've seen people on their deathbed with tears in their eyes because they couldn't do something that they wanted to still do and get done for the Lord. So verse 15, he says, all that are with me salute thee. Greet them. And notice again, he had said necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful. Instead of having the attitude of, well, somebody should do this, somebody should do that, somebody ought to take that up, somebody, no. Instead of realizing, God showed you the need, therefore he may have a purpose for you to meet that need. You might be able to help in some way. It can be picking up some senior people that can no longer drive or who want to go visit but need help in visitation, who can no longer go to church Sunday night and Wednesday night because they can't drive, they can't see at night. Bringing them to special things at church or Sunday school class, getting them there. It could be taking them on hospital visitations, helping in the nursery. Whatever it takes to serve the Lord. We used to have in our nursery what we called rocking grandmas, and they would rock little babies. That's one thing they could do, and hold little babies and rock them. So, it might be help in the maintenance of the church. You're retired from your jobs and all that, but you got some abilities. You could be helping trim hedges. You could be helping mowing a yard. There's some painting that you could do. There's some repair that you may know how to do. And you could help your church. Maybe you have a Christian school with your church, and you could help in some of those things that would help out very greatly. But you can serve the Lord. That is the idea for necessary uses. Just as these two, goodness gracious, these two, Paul wanted and sent for them, but he also wanted their necessary uses, their daily uses, the daily things they had needs of to be met. Hey, they're helping in the ministry. Let's see if we can do something for them to help them along their way. See, it's not only preaching. It's not only about food and finances. Whatever the need, not all in church are preaching, teaching, working in the children's church, driving a bus. But there are things needed that some have an attitude. I don't want to do that. God doesn't want me to do that. They've never prayed about it. They just said, God doesn't want me to do that. They want to blame God for their laziness, and they don't want to do it. Okay. Now, so finally see here in verse 15, all that are with me salute thee. Greet them that love us in the faith. Grace be with you all. Amen. Like letters from our missionaries, they are sharing in the joy of souls saved and your assistance at home that has helped to maintain and assist them in ministry. As verse 14 says, you have helped them to be fruitful. That is why we are laborers together with them, with our missionaries. Even though they're far away on the other side of the world, we're laboring together, we're helping supply them with the finances and the other things they may need, and with prayer. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 through 17 shows that it's a works as working together as well within the local church. Verse 13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And it's got to be through Christ, but it's the things that need to be done rightly. You can do it through Christ. Notwithstanding, ye have done well that ye did communicate with my affliction. Now, ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me. That is, they didn't give a cent to that missionary outreach. As concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. You're the only one. For even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity. And what's so interesting about that in Philippi is that when Paul first went there, he got beaten and got thrown in jail, but he still kept on preaching. A lot of those people got saved. Now he's going on to Thessalonica. Those people saying, let those people in Thessalonica get what we got. Let them get the gospel too and get saved like we did. Verse 17, not because I desire a gift, I desire fruit that may abound to your account. It just wasn't fruit for him. It's fruit for their account. That is their eternal reward for giving to missions. Fulfilling as seen in verse 15. That those that are with me salute you. Salute thee, says. Let them that love me in the faith. I mean, they love us in the faith. They love us in the faith. here we look at love, the word filio, it's a friendship love. The greeting is to those who love them in the faith. They have a great friendship love. They're giving because they love these people. They believe in the ministry. They want to see souls saved because they are in biblical, doctrinal agreement. The grace to them is the idea of that we are praying for this daily. We haven't forgotten you. We're thinking of you daily. We even pray for you daily. Now, let us close this by reminding ourselves that all these things, as it fits into the context and driving principle of Titus, behavior that becometh holiness. Why not, as we've completed this series, examine yourself to see if your behavior in serving God is that which becometh holiness. Are you serving Him? Are you saying just, well, I go to church, so that ought to be enough? Examine yourself. See if you be in the faith. That is, see if you're doing what you could do for the Lord. Well, that ends the book of Titus, and the next book you're going to hear is the book of Hebrews in our broadcast. But what I want you to understand is behavior that becometh holiness is actually not only the theme of Titus, but that's really the theme throughout the Word of God. And we just ended here looking at the, as we encounter missions. You know, you have an income as a retirement person, may not be that much. You're working a full-time job out there. You're not that age to retire yet, and you're doing a lot, you know, and you're making money and things like that, and you're thinking about, oh, I could have a car, I could get this, I could get that. But maybe it's also having that friendship love with missions and missionaries that are preaching the Word, and with your church that is preaching the Word. More than just a tithe. Learn to offer, because God calls it a sweet-smelling savor when we give unto the work of the Lord. I want to thank you folks for listening. I want to invite you again to our next new series. It's going to be on the book of Hebrews. We did this, oh, about 10, 15 years ago, I believe. And now we're going to go through it one more time here for you, and I hope that you will thoroughly enjoy it, and I think there's much for you to get from it. So I'll be listening in every day. Get others to listen in, because it'll help them spiritually. But it also helps the lamp and light to grow and reach more people. My friend, the most important thing, however, is that you allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stands, so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.